when one vendor controls 89% of a continent's CDN traffic. Among European companies using a content delivery network, nearly 9 in 10 use Cloudflare. That figure, from a piece at CipherQ.com that drew 153 points and 137 comments, looks like a statistic until examined for 30 seconds, at which point it reveals itself as a governance problem. Cloudflare's market position is the product of a superior service at an aggressive price point, and the company competed fairly to achieve it. But when a single vendor controls 89% of critical internet infrastructure in a major economic region, the arguments for being customer 2 through 9 acquire a very different character than they did when the vendor was still competing to be number 1. The technical concentration is more severe than the headline figure suggests. Cloudflare is not only a CDN, it is DDoS protection, DNS resolution, zero trust access, bot management, and increasingly AI inference through its Workers AI platform. An organization routing through Cloudflare may not fully appreciate how many distinct infrastructure functions are bundled into that single relationship. A significant Cloudflare outage, and the company has had notable ones, carries an extraordinary blast radius. The EU angle matters considerably. European regulators have been reckoning with digital dependency since lessons were drawn from energy reliance on Russian gas, and the internet infrastructure version of that conversation is structurally parallel, if less emotionally resonant. The EU's Digital Markets Act focuses on gatekeeper designations for companies controlling bottleneck infrastructure. Cloudflare has not been so designated, but at these concentration figures that conversation may be approaching. The Broadcom VMware story offered a concrete illustration of what infrastructure dependency looks like once it has been formalized into vendor control. Broadcom pulled downloads of VDDK, the VMware Virtual Disk Development Kit, the toolkit that third-party backup and migration software relies on to move virtual machine disk images off VMware platforms. The post scored 208 points and 99 comments, and the discussion reflected the frustration of organizations that have spent years and considerable capital building VMware-based infrastructure, and now find the cost of exit materially higher. Broadcom's post-acquisition treatment of VMware has included steep price increases, support structure changes, and product discontinuations. Moves like restricting VDDK access are precisely designed to exploit the gap between customers who have decided to leave and customers who have actually completed the migration. The Google jail framing from Weirdsloop.org, which operates several gaming wikis including a prominent RuneScape wiki, named a pattern that independent wiki operators have been experiencing, dramatic drops in Google search traffic despite high quality, community-maintained content with no clear avenue for appeal or explanation. The piece scored 200 points and 73 comments. The mechanism is murky, but the combination of AI-generated spam flooding the web and Google's AI overview feature cannibalizing traffic from the pages it summarizes has created a hostile environment for community knowledge projects. The economic question underneath the story is whether the web's information layer can remain healthy when the dominant search engine's incentive structures systematically deprioritize the kind of careful, human-curated reference content that communities of passionate contributors produce.